Okay, go ahead, Beth.
Well, I was going to say duplexes were real.
They were real,
real common. But when I was growing up, apartments were just almost unheard of. I mean, you just couldn't imagine anybody living in an apartment, and it'd be difficult for me to ever even think about living in an apartment.
Mm-hmm.
From a standpoint of the noises from people in the next apartment up above would just be a real change for me.
Mm-hmm.
Never, even the poorest would never live in any kind of apartment. Mm-hmm. Always single family.
Yeah, that is a big difference, I think.
I mean, I imagine a poor person in a bigger city would wind up in a big old ramshackle tenement, see?
Right.
But a poor person in Arkansas, when I was a kid anyway, would just get farther out of town or down in the slum area. But probably he'd get farther out of town,
mm-hmm,
and would just be out in, just in a shack, so to speak. See?
Yeah, now that really is a big difference.
Well, it was nothing unusual when I was growing up, just to see somebody just go out to the edge of town and just throw a shack together.
Huh.
And they used to go down the river,
mm-hmm,
and they'd build all kind of the gin heads and wine over there.
Right.
We'd go down the river and they'd get all kind of scrap and trash and stuff, and they're just like a little city down there, nothing but just cardboard boxes, moving crates and tin and wire and anything they could throw together. Live on the riverbank. In fact, a while ago you were talking about names for a horse and things, though the worst whore was a riverbank whore.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She was so poor she didn't even have a room. See?
Oh.
And yeah,
well,
and you could
like
really put, I mean, if she was a prostitute, you could really put her down by saying she was just a riverbank whore, you know.
Oh,
I mean, that's
a unique, I bet that's a uniquely Little Rock expression.
I've had older men refer to that, and they were really emphatic about it, and they all knew what it meant, that she was a riverbank whore.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that was
mm-hmm
really putting her down.
Mm-hmm.
See?
Gosh. Mm. So, was there ever anything, talking again about apartments, was there anything here? Probably wasn't, but anything called row houses? Do you ever remember hearing?
Row houses, I would know from reading what people meant.
But, yeah.
And to me, row houses would not necessarily mean that cheap a house. It just meant a house that was all constructed alike, the same set of plans and no variation because it was cheapest to read. It might be pretty good houses,
mm-hmm,
but they'd all be alike.
Mm-hmm. What do you call a building in which the residents themselves own and operate the building? You buy your apartment.
Like a condominium.
Right.
Which was unheard of around here in recent times.
Do you know what you call an apartment that occupies like an entire level of a building? It's all on one level.
I didn't follow you.
This is an apartment that, it would have to be a very large apartment and occupied like an entire level of a building. I'll just see if you know the term flat.
Yeah. I wouldn't have thought of flat meaning that. I would have thought flat was just an apartment.
Just an apartment.
Yeah, I would think that some English person would refer to any apartment as a flat.
Yeah. What would you call a person, like in an apartment building, who takes care of the repairs and that sort of thing?
A maintenance man.
Now, if you were talking about, what kinds of equipment would be needed to take, like if you've got a nice yard, to take care of your yard and garden, you'd have to have.
Well, I'd have to have a lawnmower, and
if it's a manual one, what would you call it?
I'd probably still call it a lawnmower.
And how about if it's
a reel type or a rotary type? That's how I distinguish between them.
How about if it's gas powered? That would be the
lawnmower.
Yeah.